talking right now with our congressman, Frank Lucas of Cheyenne, Oklahoma, up in the big town of Washington, D.C. Congressman, first off, Merry Christmas. It's that time of year.
Absolutely, Bill. Merry Christmas to you and all of our listeners. It's been kind of a complicated year. It's going to be kind of a complicated Christmas season. We all need to be careful, but I won't deny to you, I'm ready for 2020 to be over with. I'm ready for things to return to some semblance of normal sometime in 2021. So when we all get together for the holidays next year, let's hope it's a lot simpler and a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Just work hard to make that happen.
I agree with you there, Congressman. Of course, one of the things that's helping us return to normalcy is the COVID vaccine rollout. How is that going?
Oh, that is nothing short of amazing. When you consider that not that many months ago, President Trump announced what he referred to as Warp Speed, a program to accelerate the development of a vaccine to deal with COVID-19, to try and inoculate the United States, and for that matter, all of the other efforts around the world, the ultimate answer to dealing with COVID-19, as with many things. We crossed an important threshold this week when Oklahoma received its first shipment of COVID-19 vaccine under the program. And doctors and nurses are beginning to administer those vaccinations, and it's all, but still, Bill, it's important that we all continue to practice social distancing, wash our hands, wear a mask in public, be careful, be cautious. Some would say, why does it matter? If you look at the same statistics that you also look at, I mean, we're running about 3,000 cases a day on average in Oklahoma. 240,000+ people so far have had COVID that we could prove. We've lost over 2,000 of our fellow citizens who've died from COVID. And at one point or another, 14,000 of our fellow Oklahomans have been sick enough to be in the hospital or are still in the hospital. So it reflects the magnitude of how vicious and aggressive COVID-19 is. And that vaccine program, along with all of the other prudent things, is how we get out of this box, Bill.
And we are starting to see that roll out pretty good here in Oklahoma. I believe there's another event in Lawton today at that hospital as those healthcare workers start to get inoculated against the virus. And I can tell you, Congressman, I have had it, and I don't wish it upon anyone. It's knocked me down. I was out of work for 2 weeks, and I'm still recovering. So it's probably, with me, an 8-week recovery period. So you don't want to get it.
Absolutely, Bill. And there are cases where the symptoms linger on for months and months and months and months. That's why that vaccine is so critically important. And you're exactly right about it being in Oklahoma. I mean, on Monday, over 7,000 doses arrived at Integris in Oklahoma City to be distributed. I think the St. Francis Health System perhaps received a little over 9,000 doses. That's the first of the many shipments of both Pfizer and soon the Moderna products to begin to appear. And it looks like perhaps by the end of the year, we'll be able to give that first inoculation to 160,000 Oklahomans. And this is something I think it's worth noting. One, that the program of testing and verification of the various COVID-19 vaccines, and in addition to Moderna and the Pfizer products, there's like 130+ other vaccines being worked on around the world, Johnson & Johnson, a number of companies. So we're going to have a lot of vaccine options very soon in the country. But in this initial series of vaccinations, where we only have so much vaccine and so much needs, people need to remember, folks who are in nursing homes, healthcare workers, they're the first phase.
You bet.
They're the people who take care of us. They're the people who are least able to protect themselves. They'll be addressed first. Then under the state plan, we move on to nursing, to first responders, I should say. Think of EMT people. Think of firemen, policemen, and adults over 65. Then after that, the next phase is we get more vaccine, school teachers, people who work in child care facilities, essential state personnel. And then hopefully sometime in March or in April, we'll have a sufficient vaccine supply available to literally just vaccinate anyone who wants to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And from your descriptions and what I'm seeing across the country, when you have an opportunity to be vaccinated, and it appears at this point to be a two-shot series, basically a month after the first shot, but it takes the two shots and about 6 weeks total time to achieve the really high levels of protection, I think everybody should consider doing it. You just, as you've just described, Bill, you don't want it, and you certainly don't want something that you might potentially share with your neighbors, your family, loved ones, vulnerable people in the community, asthmatics, all of those kind of folks. So we just, when the opportunity avails itself, we just all need to be vaccinated and get this under control so we can get our economy and our life back on track in this country.